Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Sparklers are for parents that hate their kids.
I mean, they're the most unfun firework that there is, and you can get burnt.
This is my annual PSA that nobody ever cares about, Raven.
I mean, here's the thing, right? Sparklers, the tamest of all things out there, but Anna would like to warn you about that.
I hate sparklers. Yes. I have always hated sparklers. I remember as a kid, I would cringe. The first time I ever accidentally got hit by one of those little, like, the sparkle parts that fall off,
yeah.
I was like, Why is my mom and dad giving this to me?
Thank you for reenacting your sound when you got burnt.
Okay, so sparklers are the leading cause of firework injuries in children. They burn up to 2,000 degrees, and they say you should never give them to kids under 7. My daughter, Hayden,
yeah,
always felt left out when she was, like, when she was younger.
Yeah, because they'd be running around at the parties with the lamest firework ever.
My best friend, Danielle, she would have 7,000 cases of sparklers,
yep.
And she would roll her eyes at me, and I'd be like, somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to burn themselves.
Right.
But you know what? I hate them, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
But here's the best part, is that every year, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, they create these safety videos about fireworks.
Sure.
All right. They have gotten, Raven, increasingly more dramatic. If you have a
The videos.
The videos.
Yeah, but I mean, they want to drive the point home, right? And I don't believe that they're mostly talking about sparklers. I think that they're talking about things that, for the most part, explode and stuff like that, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, we don't want to lose a finger or an eyeball or anything.
Right. So they talk about sparklers at length, saying don't give them to your kids.
Oh, boy.
Right. For a side note, now that my daughter's 12 years old, she immediately lights up sparklers every time she
sees allowed
it.
Now?
Well, now I have no choice. I have to let her. She's over 7, and she doesn't care what I think.
Over 7?
Yeah.
Is the rule in your house
the
rule. Sparkler rule? Okay.
But this video, check it out this year.
Consumer should know never to put one of these mortar shells on his or her body. And we're going to show you why with this very dramatic demonstration.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, all they keep doing is blowing up stuff.
They just hit a mannequin with a 50 cal?
They blow up mannequins. They blow up watermelons.
Yeah.
It's like they took over a park, the safety commission.
And then just destroyed
it. Just destroy everything.
I mean, who would ever think to put a mortar shell on their body anyways? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, they say, Raven, because of social media, everybody's trying to get more views and more likes.
Oh
so
God.
The people are going like over and over the top trying to do it.
I tell you, I mean, I had fireworks quite a few more. A couple of years ago that I had picked up and brought things in, and you know, I had a case. One, it was literally called Da Bomb.
Oh, good.
Da Bomb.
Yeah.
It was either 9 or 12 mortar shells, and it was a rather large box. Lit it up. First 3 shots, no problem. Then it flipped itself on its side, shot through my fence into the wooded area. I mean, I was going to catch the neighbor's house on fire.
Raven.
Here's the thing. The blast from it so strong, it actually flipped itself back up on its end. Last 3 shots went off great.
But do you know...
This year, I would tack it down. This year, I would tack it down. You got to use, like, those tent post things. Put them on the big boxes on the corners.
I mean, does any of this sound safe? Like, I know I'm a helicopter mom, and I get scared about all this nonsense. But, like, come on!
There's no 7-year-olds in my backyard at that time while that was going on. The dogs were definitely inside because they hate fireworks in general, but... Yeah, I mean, it was fun, but you learn something every year. Here's one rule I will put out there. Just because you have the garden hose in your hand doesn't make you a firefighter.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind.
1-800-330-9999. Fireworks gone wrong. What happened at your house? About 10,000 Americans will be heading to the emergency room with firework injuries.
I mean, seriously, that's how you start it, the holiday
Happy
weekend.
Birthday, America.
Right, right. I mean, that's
Happy
what
birthday.
You want to do.
Even
Doomsday
though
killer.
We know there's going to be news stories all weekend long, that's not going to stop people from setting them off. Fireworks gone wrong. That's the thing. I love fireworks.
It's an Anna's thing.
I do. I love them. I love when the professionals do it. I don't like when it's the backyard thing. I think it's just asking for injuries. Producer Sean, what happened to you?
Well, a certain MTV show kind of gave me and my friends the inspiration to shoot bottle rockets at each other when we were younger.
Good. Of course.
And I got two big old scars here on my arm now because of it.
Nice.
And it was brutal. It really hurt. Actually, the on my upper part of my arm here.
Can I touch it? I want to touch
it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it feels weird.
The
it
upper
feels
part
real
of my
weird.
Arm here, the fabric for my clothes like melted into my skin. That hurt. That hurt a lot.
Yeah, so I mean, you're not supposed to shoot them at each other.
Nope.
I mean, there's definitely a note on there in small, tiny writing that says, don't aim at another individual.
Oh,
I mean, that one we should know.
The most alarming thing that I've seen so far this morning is that the consumer alert people, they put out these videos every year about fireworks safety.
Sure.
And they have two children mannequins firing off fireworks at each other and watching the other ones blow up.
That's dark.
I don't know if we needed the children mannequins that you see at Old Navy, but all right.
Yeah, yeah. Roman candles, again, don't aim them at each other. A popular choice in these bouts. Don't do it. Not a good idea.
Shell and mortar fireworks, they're the most dangerous. They say 86% of all fireworks injuries to adults are from those.
Yeah, don't reuse your mortar tubes. Don't do that. You got to get a good, solid tube and don't like try and change one mortar shell to another one. Follow the instructions, Anna. Come on.
Fireworks gone wrong. Producer John, what happened?
Yeah. So last summer, pandemic summer, we'd been cooped up the entire time. I went to my buddy's rehearsal dinner. All the buddies are getting together, haven't seen each other in a long time.
This is for a wedding.
Huh? This is for a wedding.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so my wife, being the saint that she is, sees how much fun I'm having. She says, you know what? I'll take the baby for the night. You stay here with the guys. You have fun.
Okay.
So we had fun. We had a lot of fun.
Too much
fun. We had
fun
until about 3 o'clock in the morning. We had been setting off some fireworks in the backyard, and that was great. And then as the night's winding down, the groom, who is getting married in a matter of hours, has a Roman candle in his hand, and he's playing with the lighter, and he's playing with the Roman candle. And it all of a sudden lights, and he realizes that he's in a sticky situation. He runs to the door. The door to the outdoors is locked.
Wait a minute. You're inside?
We're inside.
We're inside.
At 3 a.m. Also on the rules, I'm guessing, somewhere on the firework.
After an entire evening of beverages. And he runs, and he gets the door open kind of in time for it to go off in his hand.
Perfect.
And fly off into the... So we're all laughing at this point, naturally, until we look at his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, he had to go to the hospital, and he had to go to the hospital, like, right away.
Oh, my
gosh.
It
was really, really bad, dude.
Can you imagine the bride? Am I the only one thinking, like, you get that email, you get that phone call from your fiancé. You are hours away from your wedding.
Yeah.
And he says that he light up a Roman candle in his hand inside the house, and he has to go to the hospital hours before your wedding?
Well, I didn't have to imagine it, because I had to talk to her about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen The Hangover, it could have been worse, is all I'm saying.
Thank you.
But did they get married? Everything was okay.
They got married and everything was okay. He had a huge cast on his hand.
Can you imagine?
So he actually had to have a
hand.
He actually had to have a cast.
Oh yeah. Oh no, it was a big deal.
I would think so. Fireworks gone wrong. Happy birthday, America.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.